Celebrity chefs like Manu Feldel, Jason Roberts and Sarah Todd have teamed up with Adam Goods and Dami Im and other celebrities to help promote a campaign for mental health for farmers. They've had a rough time with various catastrophic weather events from bushfires to floods. And it's called Plate for a Mate. With 68% of rural Australians experiencing depression and anxiety in the last couple of years, this showcase of great Aussie food all goes to help the Black Dog Institute support those that are on the land. I spoke with Bianca Tarrant, co-founder of Our Cow, a young cattle farming couple based in Deep Creek, New South Wales, who've set up a direct farm-to-plate distribution business for farmers who are doing it tough.
My partner and I, Dave, have got a cattle station out near northern New South Wales, I guess. So we were severely affected by the bushfires and the drought throughout 2018, 2019 and 2020. We had the Black Summer bushfires come through our farm in the middle of the drought that almost everyone in Australia was experiencing at the time. So we were really severely affected by that. And obviously when you go through something like that, it's very traumatic. It's something that you never forget and something that you hope that you never go through again.
Did you have to get out and leave everything?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we evacuated a couple of times. My partner Dave was fighting fires, so he spent almost 4 months fighting fires on a machine and dealing with bushfires and trying to put them out. We had sprinklers on our roof. We were doing everything we possibly could to put it out. And then it just put us in a bit of a position where we needed to try and do something different so we could secure ourselves a price for our livestock. And as a farmer, you never really know what price you're going to get for your livestock when you go to sell them. So you're always at the mercy of the weather and the big supermarkets, I guess. So that's where the idea of our business, Our Cow, our paddock to plate meat delivery service came about. Was we just wanted to be able to secure ourselves a price for our livestock and do the same thing for other farmers as well.
So were you not getting very good prices at the time?
Yeah, that's right. When there's a weather event such as a bushfire or a drought, particularly a drought, the price for livestock usually plummets and farmers get, next to bugger all for the livestock that they've produced. And you don't know what you're going to get as a farmer for your livestock when you're actually producing them. You just sell them at an auction and you hope, you just hope to buggery with your fingers crossed that the prices are going to be up on the day and you might actually make a bit of money. But, you're always at the mercy of the weather and the supermarkets, I guess. Like you're a price taker as a farmer. So by going direct to the customer with our delivery, meat delivery service, we're able to guarantee ourselves a price and give people in the city a way to support farmers every day through their food choices.
Is this a direct from you to particular people or is it going to outlets like restaurants or something?
Yeah, it's all home delivered. So people jump on our website, they can order and we have everything, beef, pork, lamb and chicken. It's all grass fed and free range and it gets delivered to their front door. We work with almost 150 farmers across New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria that supply us that we're now able to offer a really good price to them for their livestock as well.
Because I suppose when you have these terrible events, whether it be weather-related or bushfires or whatever, you're having all of that, fighting the event as it's happening and looking after your animals. And then after that, when everything is burnt up or flooded away or something, you're sitting there and thinking, well, we've got to get some money in, and that's when you're vulnerable and you're not going to get your prices.
That's right. You never really know what you're going to get as a farmer. So it's just, it's very vulnerable and it's very volatile. And when you are going through a crisis such as a bushfire or even the floods that we've seen recently, it's like it might take 12 to 18 months before an animal is ready to be, produced for meat. So, you want to know that what you get at the end of the day is worthwhile.
You've done an amazing thing yourselves because I would guess that at the time you were feeling terribly down at your sort of wit's end, I suppose, at end of your resources, that sort of thing. And you guys were thinking, what's the solution to this? And that's sort of helping other farmers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that, we were put in a really tough position where we needed to try and make a change or, we potentially were going to lose our farm and not be able to do what we love anymore. So it was just being put in such a difficult position really made us think outside the box and try and look for a way that we can secure ourselves. And we knew that there'd be plenty of other farmers in the same boat. So now we've been able to offer that to those guys as well.
And in terms of mental health, being on the land, you are very independent, of course, but again, there's not the support structure that people would have in more dense communities. So I guess you're creating a community of farmers that go beyond like the borders of your sort of region.
Yeah, that's right. As a farmer, it is very isolating. A lot of, you know, most farms are in regional, very isolated areas, so you don't have the access to the resources that you do in the city. And farmers, they're not ones to talk about what's going on too often, but only farmers know what other farmers are going through. You know, we all went through the drought, we all went through the bushfires, and, you know, the community really pulls together in those times. So it's really nice to have a really strong community and a strong community of customers that want to support farmers as well. Like, one thing that we've really done successfully is tell the story of our farmers to our customers, and then they feel so engaged and so involved in our farmers' lives and their operation, and they can really see that that the money that they're paying for their meat is actually going towards a farming family. It's really helping out. It's not just being lost in a chain full of middlemen or big corporates. Like, it's actually helping a small farming family on the land.
Bianca Tarrant, the co-founder of Our Cow, part of the Plate for a Mate campaign for the Black Dog Institute, and speaking with me there.